Gag reflex.
But you know what I was really comfortable with today? Booty sweat.
Okay, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Ew.
No, my butt was sweating, and for the first time, I was like, I don't fucking care.
So you just liked it. You liked that your asshole had sweat.
It outlined the shape of my butt.
No, honey, you just had swamp ass, and it's not like a fashion statement. Like, who do you think you are?
It looks so fucking good.
She's like, yeah, I had this thing. Yeah, okay.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah? Sure, yeah.
Today, I don't even want to introduce this topic because I know this is going to be so hard for you. We're going to talk about relationships. And it's hard for Cash because of her commitment issues.
I don't want a boyfriend. I don't want a guy to look at me. Do I want to get engaged one day? Yes. Do I want to be in a relationship? No. It's not that hard.
What about a relationship? It's scary for you.
I've been in two serious ones, and both of those men, like, were my best friends. Mm-hmm. And then we break up, and then I never talk to them again. I have no idea what's going on in these men's life, and it's sad. I'm like, fuck.
You knew this person for so long.
Oh, my God. Like,
you have to cut off all ties.
Once there's a title, absolutely not.
See, that's your problem. Why is casual easier?
That means I don't want to be committed.
He can do anything that he wants.
And I don't care.
He can stick his dick in anything and you wouldn't care.
Once there's a title and once we're in a relationship, that's when I begin worrying about. But if we're just casually seeing each other, of course, like, ideally, we would be exclusive without a title. We see each other for a couple of months. It probably fizzled out. We had a great time. We learned some stuff from each other and we moved on. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, and so, do I ghost people? Yeah. Like, I slowly walk out of here.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to randomly just drop you. That's rude. I'm going to slowly start replying to your text messages.
That's even worse. You know, I'd rather you ghost me like this than slowly.
No, I have respect. My God, I'm a sweetheart.
You're the worst person in the world.
Okay, wait. How would you even define a relationship?
When you're committed to someone. Right. That's a relationship. It's not as bad as you're making it out to seem.
Oh, it's just so heavy. Like, I feel so free when I'm not in a relationship. When I'm in a relationship, I can't fucking breathe. Mm. You know, it's fun at first, and then their feelings get hurt. You always have to respond to text messages. I'm 24, and my next relationship is probably going to be someone I'm like, okay, I don't know if I believe in marriage, but I could see myself, like, you're it type.
Your next relationship.
Yeah. If I get in a relationship, he's going to be that serious to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, who's that? Oh, we're just hanging out. I think what's more important is our last relationships. I feel like those are the most important relationships so far.
Yeah.
What was your experience like?
Mine was 2 years. It was long distance. He was there, emotionally, just not there physically. I even thought about cheating on him.
Oh, my God.
I know. Me.
You.
Y'all, she doesn't. I thought about it, and I felt like the worst person. But, like, why did you win?
Don't say his name. Oh my God, she was about to name drop, y'all. Mine was the absolute opposite. Like, he was here in New York City. He was here physically, but not emotionally. Mm. But also, he was not American, because y'all know I have a thing. If you have an accent, you can get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
He refused to buy me flowers. And that was probably why our relationship didn't work out.
Yeah. Like, that's something so simple. I'm not asking for diamonds.
No.
But I want them. I'm not
buy them. Hi. Fuck. He was like, flowers are for your funeral.
He said flowers are for your funeral?
Yeah, he bought me a turtle.
That's not equal.
Yeah, and I had to buy the tank, so I'm just like, wait. One of those stories, he was great. Like, it just, like, didn't work out.
You know what's fucking crazy? How everyone smells like your ex. Everyone seems to be wearing the fucking Dior cologne. Throw it away. Throw it away.
Let it go.
It smells like my ex, and I'm triggered. Would you rather have the physical aspect of a relationship or the emotional?
So if I chose emotional, there's no touching,
there's
no kissing.
There's no sexual connection.
Oh, the fuck? Bye! Hey, what am I going to do? Just stare at you and talk about my feelings? That's it. That's a therapist. I want to fuck you.
You're like, not dating a therapist.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
okay. Are you the same?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, I'm like, wait.
Yeah. No. There's no sexual connection in bed. We can't move on from there. Okay,
ew.
So.
Ew. Oh, my God. I've never been this dry in my life.
So how important is sex, though? Rate it. 1 out of 10. Olivas.
No,
I don't know what you're thinking.
I literally had my first orgasm last year. So it's like...
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey. Well, like, I can give myself an orgasm. Okay. But, like, during sex, and my first one, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Okay.
That was the guy who spit in my mouth, y'all. Yeah. So, I guess I can't say it's super, super. I don't know.
What do you mean?
It's important, don't get me wrong. Obviously, it's important. I don't think it's everything.
Okay.
Because you can, like, grow in sex, but you can't...
Grow inside of me.
I really don't know the answer to this question.
For everyone who's confused, it's a good eight. The
importance
for
everyone who's a virgin like me, I guess. I was going to say 5 or 6.
What?
Yeah.
Okay then. Okay. I'm speechless.
Guys, her mouth is wide open.
I'm speechless. Who are you?
One night stands.
Fuck no. I don't do one night stands. I did one night stand in college and cried. Bald.
You bald your eyes
bald
out.
Man. Okay, have you ever had like an ongoing one night stand? Like you meet him, it's
then
supposed
it's
to be.
Then it's not one night.
I understand. Yeah. So I'm saying I tried to have a one night stand.
Okay.
And then we had sex a couple more times.
3 night stand.
Yeah, I was standing a couple of times. Yeah, I stood for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, but one night stand, he used me in my body.
Just
walked out.
Willy
happy.
Fucking
Willy
Nilly.
Fucking Nilly.
Busted his nuts.
What about you?
I've had one night stand.
I know.
Stop laughing.
Guys, darling never had sex with a white boy,
ever.
Right? And then my friends from Buffalo came to visit us in New York City. And I was like, darling, just try it. This guy is really cute. He seems super nice. He was white. He was tall. He was handsome.
He was cute. And he was intelligent. There was some kind of connection.
There was some chemistry.
And he rode a bike and...
Motorcycle, y'all. Not a bike.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
Like, isn't that what it's called?
Well,
it's the same
okay,
thing.
Okay, they're going to think... Okay, wait.
Oh, no. Y'all know me. Y'all know damn well he's not riding on a fucking bicycle. He was revving his engine.
A leather jacket, y'all, holding his helmet. He knew what the fuck he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. That was my one night stand. I slept with him, and then he accidentally...
This never happens.
And you know what that means?
It happens all the time. You're not fooling anybody.
Oh, my God.
Men, let's just give you a little tip right now. If you come too soon, here are some things you can say. Oh, my God, you're just so hot.
You're so
like,
tight.
You're so wet. You make me feel so good.
You know,
give me a second.
Yeah.
Go like that.
Put it on me. Make me feel good for your inconvenience.
Exactly. But to say,
This never happened.
You're lying.
You're
lying.
Lie.
Now you look like a shrimp wee pee wee. And now I don't want to have sex with you ever again.
And that's what I did.
But
I
that's not the worst part. He never left.
He didn't leave.
He wouldn't leave our apartment.
Oh, my God.
She never had sex with... Well... Oops. I was going to say you never had sex with a white boy again, but...
The second white boy.
Yeah. She is currently talking to someone, and it's a beautiful love story. And we will introduce these men
later
soon. We are both... She's more so talking to someone. I'm, like, dabbling in someone. I haven't liked anyone in, like, 3 years. Besides, like, the guy that ran
away. Sorry, we didn't hear that. The guy that you're kind of talking to right now.
We're going to talk about these guys in a different episode because we have a story and Darlene's traveling the world to see this man. Oops. Okay. We'll tell you guys.
Hey.
We'll tell you in a different episode. Some women will be like, oh, I dated this guy when they just went to dinner with him once. Sit down, Sarah.
Yes.
You weren't dating Mark. You literally went to get lasagna with
Mark
him once.
Bought you food and that was it. It wasn't anything special.
And he texted you and said, I had a fun time and that was it.
And that was it. Y'all never spoke again.
You
so
didn't date him.
You didn't date him.
You
baby.
Didn't date him.
No, it has to be a minimum of 3 days. You guys have to be like, he's not dating you.
We're still talking about you, Sarah, bitch. You don't have a boyfriend. You didn't have a boyfriend. There's a time where simp boys and simp girls will say, after 3 months of dating, 2 months of dating, the crazy bitches after 3 dates, they're like, so what are we? What are we doing?
I don't know. Like, where
doing
is
right
this
now?
Going?
We have a saying that we always say between us, and that is, A, B, C.
Always be cute, bitch.
And it is not cute to say, what are we?
No.
Men and women. That goes for both of you bitches. Always be cute. That's not cute.
No, you can't put the power in that other person's hands.
No,
like,
you let them know what you want.
I want you.
If you want him
mine.
To be your boyfriend, be like, you're my boyfriend.
What do I look like asking you, what are we?
What are we?
You shit to me.
There's clear signs that someone is not interested in you, but we have the Brads and the Devons and the Jessicas and the Sarahs and all the people that just like can't read signs. I've had so many girlfriends and guy friends be like, you know, I'm just not sure if this person's interested in me. Like, they'll text me one day and then I don't hear from them for 5 days. They'll text me again and then they'll make plans and they block the plan. I'm like, if someone likes you, you will know.
It's not that hard.
It really is not that hard.
People sometimes make it easy, and I think that's what confuses them.
Yes.
Because they're not playing any games. They're really letting you know, hey, I'm not that interested.
Yeah.
Maybe back the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a bad texter. You're not going to have any question about it. You're not going to be lying awake at night wondering how I feel. Don't get me wrong. I'm a secretive ass hoe. I'll play poker all day. But you're still going to know if I'm interested. That person, he or she, is obviously playing games with you. And if they're playing games like that, they don't like you.
Cut him loose. She is playing
it
like a
fucking kid. It gives too much power to those people to be like, what are we? Let me know what's going on. Help me understand. I need some clarity. No. That is
it's
so
pretty
ugly.
Clear. It's pretty clear.
Well, I haven't texted you for a week. I fucked you on Friday. Didn't sleep over. Didn't text you at all. And I'm texting you on Sunday night at 2 a.m. Because my other three girls, that's before you on my bench, couldn't answer. I don't like you.
At all.
I'm bored. I'm lonely. I'm sad.
This is just the hard fucking truth, and we're here to tell you tough love type shit.
Yeah, yo, because there's too many bad bitches and cute-ass guys who just don't know.
Oh,
stop going after the person that doesn't like you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I say that, but
sometimes
I love a good
the
challenge.
Chase is kind
oh my god,
fun.
I love it. I don't like you. I'm like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You like me.
Do you ever shoot your shot?
Oh my god, I love shooting my shot.
Yeah.
So many people don't.
Yeah.
But I say this all the time to all my friends. Like, one, I am like someone when I go out, my friends will be like, I dare you to. I will do any dare always.
You are a dare bitch.
I love a dare. Who cares? Or you can take the pussy rock and be like, I was just kidding. I thought you were someone else. Do you shoot your shot?
No.
You don't. I was like, if you say yes, bitch.
No, I don't shoot my shot. I usually don't.
I mean, like, if you're out in a bar.
You know
the look.
Ah!
It is the, okay, guys. It is the best thing. There's a look women can do. It will always lure the man in. It's a look that you do with your eyes. We're not going to drop it right now. We can't drop it. You guys have to keep your
what? You're going to keep that secret from them?
Yeah.
They want someone right now.
DM us and we'll send you a video example. DM us on Gag Reflex Podcast and we'll send you the video of how to.
Yeah. I know you're a ride or die type of friend. Are you a ride or die type of girl in a relationship? If you were so in love with someone, like you couldn't breathe without them, that much in love.
I'll never allow myself to get to that point because I like control.
Okay, great. But he's in jail.
Okay.
Would you be with him?
I would date his brother. What am I supposed to do? Wait? You're in jail.
Okay, 2 years.
2 years? But no!
I think that's
how old
not
am I?
A long time.
How old am I?
You're.
yeah.
Okay, let's say you're like 28.
You want me to spend 28 to 30 waiting for a book? What?
I agree with that, but if you were crazy in love.
I'll get over it. I've been in love before and I'm just fine. Well,
what if this is the love of your life? You would.
Then he wouldn't be in jail. The love of my life would never go to jail.
I think it's almost selfish, though, for him to ask you to wait.
Yeah.
If you willingly be like, baby, I'll wait for
you
outside these doors.
You're madly in love. Would you wait? It's only 2 years.
I think I would until
Darling, you literally just said your last relationship, he wasn't there physically. Out of sight, out of mind, it was over.
You ever heard of a conjugal visit?
Okay, slut.
He's fucking in that jail cell. If he's the love of my life, and he jaywalked or something.
You don't go to jail for jaywalking.
You don't fucking know America now.
No, this is what he did. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time and he had a gun on him.
He's such a thug.
Oh my god.
I love thugs.
She loves thugs. You will never catch me with a thug ass
thug. A smart ass thug, like a book smart
thug.
So
he's not smart because he has a gun in his pocket.
Okay.
Whether he's holding it for a friend or whatever, and then he goes to jail.
Maybe.
So fuck his brother. Guys, I wouldn't actually fuck someone's brother. I'm joking. It would be his best.
You've fucked someone's brother before.
No, I haven't.
Someone you've dated is a brother.
No.
You've never dated someone who was
no,
because
I would have fucked him. Guys, I'm totally kidding. No, but like, oh, no, I did date, my first boyfriend had a brother, but okay. I would never actually date someone's brother. That's so messy. I don't like messy. I joke about it because it's, I mean, if he came on to me. Okay, like, what would you do in that situation?
I would have to tell my husband that I love his brother.
Okay. I was gonna say you guys were married. You were just in a relationship.
Oh, well, that
4 years. Your relationship for 4 years. The second year in, you met his brother. And then the third year, you guys got really close. And going into the fourth year, you're like, I love him.
Fuck, I would have to tell him. I can't deny myself that. I'm sorry it's gonna break your heart, but like.
So what are you gonna break up with him or just be like, I love your brother, but maybe we can get through this?
What? Ow! How could y'all possibly get through
this?
Ew!
Maybe we can all just come to an understanding.
Could you be in an open relationship?
Yeah, I think I could. This is my thing. We would never get into a relationship. I don't do relationships. So we would just be dating. He'd be dating Sarah, Tiffany, and Rebecca. And I'd be dating him, Devon, Trevor, and Tony.
You're a tough one.
Yeah, I don't. I'm just a realist. I just don't believe in monogamy in 2020. Like, I just don't think that's real.
Mm.
And if you think you're in a happy relationship, they're cheating on you.
No fucking way.
I said what I said. They're
no
cheating.
No fucking
you.
Way. They're still good people.
They're whether doing it mentally, emotionally, physically, they're cheating on you.
They're still good people in this world that are in a good, healthy relationship. I think there's still some good people out there. She just nodded her head.
Sure.
Well, we just broke up your relationship and we...
Go through their phone tonight.
You a check a phone type of bitch?
No. I don't do relationships. I don't have the... I don't need to.
Have you ever checked your boyfriend's phone?
Absolutely not. This is my thing. This is what I believe. I think if someone's doing you dirty, it's always going to come to the light. Mm-hmm. If they're cheating on you, you will find out. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone's hurting you in some type of way, it will always come to light.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's no need to be paranoid and check his phone and such. But I think if you feel something...
It's
women's intuition...
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
There's no need to go through. What I always would do... Well, I tried this, but he was clean. But I think it would work if he was actually doing something.
You did check the phone.
No, I'm going to tell you what I did.
Okay.
So, Darlene and I flip the script, and we do it all the time. And it's the best thing to do ever.
I love flipping the script.
Like, it's never our fault. It's always theirs. So, if you think they're cheating on you, be like, I can't believe this. I cannot believe you.
He's going to be like, what, babe? Like,
you know what you did?
Mm.
And I just hate that I had to find out from
this
someone else.
This way. Not even from someone else. You'd be like, who would be like, I hate that I had to find out this way.
I wish I would have heard this from you.
Mm.
And I just need you to come clean and to say it to me right now.
To my face.
Or I'm leaving.
Ooh.
Babe, I didn't do... Babe, look at me. Tell me what you did. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get mad, but I need to hear it from you.
Oh my God, that is such a trap. I feel it.
And he does.
He's shaking in his boots.
Okay. I did it. And then usually it's going to be something way worse than what you thought it was. And then now you're heartbroken. But it works.
Nah, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
I mean, shit. Okay, this has been really serious and I'm sweating. So let's, we're going to end this on embarrassing stories. So just end this in a giggle.
Okay.
You know, one on a high. Anything. It could be about anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Okay. One time I was at a restaurant and it was at a Hispanic restaurant. I ordered 4 beers. It was me and this guy. The check comes. Why'd you gasp?
Because I know where this is going.
No, me being me, I'm like, oh, I'll take care of it. Let me take care of the check. Everything's good. Like, oh my God, you know, put your wallet away.
Yeah.
I felt independent. I got paid that Friday. So, check comes and there's 4 cervezas. And I'm like, 4 cervezas. So,
it's a cerveza.
Listen. So I call the server. I'm like, ma'am, I did not order 4 cervezas. Like,
what is a cerveza?
I don't know what you're talking about. I did not order 4 cervezas. I'm like, let me speak to a manager. Yeah, because she was like, yes, you did. I'm like, no, I didn't.
What
she
did the guy say?
Manager.
He was just quiet?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't know what a cerveza was either. So she gets the manager. And... The server tells the manager, like, she claims that she didn't get the cerveza, but she did. She drank them, 4 of them. A cerveza is a fucking beer in Spanish. So I'm sitting
sitting my there, mouth like, is wide open, y'all.
I'm sitting there fucking embarrassed and almost like shitting my pants because I've never, this is not me, like.
But I feel like in that moment you shouldn't have been embarrassed because the guy did not know what the fuck your cerveza was either.
I said take it over and check. I was a black Karen.
I don't think that's that bad.
No. I was like, I would never have a cerveza in my life.
I'm allergic to cervezas, so that's funny. Yeah. I don't think that's too bad. That's fucking funny though.
Do you have
one? I hate cervezas. I was probably 16. Mm. I was making out in this guy's car. He was so hot. I know. What else am I gonna do when I'm 16? They want me to like sneak him in my house, my little tiny apartment in the projects? I don't think so.
Oh man.
So we're in his car, like making out. This is a Halloween party, I remember. It's in October. I can't tell you what I was dressed as. I don't know like how it comes up, but he tells me he's colorblind.
Oh.
And then he like starts kissing my neck or whatever, and I just like stop moving. I didn't do any. He's like, what's wrong? Like,
why did you stop?
Are you okay? Yeah, like, but you know I'm black? And he was like, what? I was like, yeah. Like, and my skin was like on fire. Like I just felt I was like, oh my God. Like he doesn't know. Like what if he's a racist? And I was like, yeah. Like, do you know I'm black? And he starts dying laughing. He's like, yeah, I know you're black. He goes, I can't see green and red. Like, he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, that's literally not how that works.
Oh my God.
And when I tell you the moment was ruined, like he just kind of like laughed and stuff. And then he like just kind of like leaned back and then we just like talked for a little and he's like, we should go back inside.
Damn.
He's like, we should head back inside.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
I literally just told a few friends the story. Like we were all drinking at my friend's house and I just told him this.
Wow.
Like this moment still haunts me to this day. And I'm 24 years old. I don't fucking know what colorblind is. Like, I am a color. I am black. So I'm just like, he doesn't know.
He must not see me.
I'm scared for this moment.
That is so fucking funny. That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks. So colorblind, guys, you know, they can see your skin. Anyway.
Thank you for listening.
Thank y'all for tuning in. No one make fun of me on Instagram. I'm embarrassed.
And I know what a cerveza is now.
Everyone have a cerveza.
Cheers.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, follow us on Instagram. I am at Cache Proudfoot. She is at Darlin' and Do. Follow our Gag Reflex podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's Gag Reflex Podcast.
And send in any questions or thoughts that you have. But see you every Thursday.
Yeah, tune in every freaking Thursday, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Guys,
guess what?
We are now available on iTunes. Please go like and subscribe and leave 5 stars. Leave
and
a review.
Comment.
As much as possible. Make your friends subscribe. Do a shot. Subscribe.
On iTunes.
Thank you, guys.